Welcome to Clickbait and Switch, the marketing podcast that tries to cut through the bullshit and hook you up with what you need to know, what you don't, and what stories should be getting a little more love than they're getting. My name is Mark Delinsky, Associate Creative Director here at Cloudrecker, and the brains behind the whole thing is...
Ooh, Gisela Slicer. That would be me, I guess, the brains?
Yes, of course.
Digital strategist at Cloudrecker as well.
All right, on today's show, Snapchat again pulls out some new tech tricks. New Facebook AI will help you translate languages to all the places you can't travel to. Google has added another feature that will eventually join G+ in the graveyard, and TikTok and Shopify are joining forces to hack your mind and your wallet. We'll start with Snapchat. Gisela, they have released some full body AR tech. Tell the people what they need to know.
They have. Before, you used to use Snapchat to do funny faces, put on masks, put on a background in your head, but now you can do your whole body. You can basically extend your Halloween costumes into Foreverland and wear a new digital costume every day.
So aside from helping me create a deep fake, is this just for like kinky cosplayers? Like what's going on here?
I think it's a fun and creative new way for, let's say, a clothing brand to let me try on clothes, perhaps. That could be cool, no?
Could be.
Still kind of in beta. So far, Tim Hortons was the first brand to team up in Canada for testing this new tool. And they did so with, can you guess?
A Timbit?
Yes, you could wear a box of Timbits around your body.
What? I mean, yeah. Props to Tim Hortons for trying. But I mean, how useful is that for the demographic that Snapchat appeals to?
Well, maybe this is a new way of Tim Hortons attracting a younger audience into their fold.
So you go from Timbits hockey into Timbits on Snapchat, and then as an adult, you become hooked on their like mediocre coffee?
I guess.
Interesting. Anything else on that, or should we move on?
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on to Facebook. They have introduced the first open source AI model to translate 100 languages without relying on English. What? So their moderators can do a better job?
I'm not sure it's going to help with that. That's
beyond saving?
It's like beyond... Like, that's a whole other podcast, Mark.
Anyways, moving on, these translating things.
Yes, it's cool because typically auto translation devices that we use rely on English. So let's say you're in China and you want to translate from Chinese into Spanish. Your device will go Chinese, English, Spanish. But now with this new framework that Facebook has built and shared as an open source, by the way, you could go directly Chinese to Spanish. It's really interesting, right? It's kind of cool.
And it's taking sort of like the power of the English language and sort of like the Western society out of it, which is quite interesting as well.
Yeah. And Facebook says that their official reason for releasing it has to do with providing authoritative information on COVID-19 because it avoids, like it cuts the space for error, for human error, I guess, in a way.
So that means people can share bogus information in whatever language they choose and be understood completely coherently in that language?
Yeah, or not. I mean, it's supposed to break the barriers of language in a way. That's the quote unquote official reason why Facebook is sharing this. But either way, I think it has really cool implications.
Still, it's cool technology that's open source. So like, shout out to Facebook for doing something nice for people.
Yeah, and who knows where this will bring us next? Like, automatic translation could get a lot better if ever we get to travel again.
Let's move on to some bait this week. So Shoploop. This is an old product from Google that I honestly have never heard of. So I'm pretty sure this is one of those failures on Google's part. But it's this experiment of an entertaining new way to shop online, air quotes around entertaining and shop online on mobile only. What is this? Why have we never heard of it? Will we ever hear of it?
No.
Okay.
It's a video tool. It's in a way like TikTok, but not really. But it's weird because Google already has Google Shopping. They already have YouTube. They've combined the two with like shopping tactics and shoppable ads that you can run on YouTube. So for them to come up with this mobile only tool that allows up to 90 seconds video, it's really weird. Kudos to them for testing things out and trying new things and putting it out there. But yeah, I don't expect this will break the internet anytime soon.
No, it gets attention because it's Google, but it's going to be like G+ and it's just going to die off because it's not as good as the things that are out there already.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be as long as G+ to die, but we'll see.
We'll find out.
That took forever.
But in shopping news that is important, big news is Shopify is teaming up with TikTok.
That's a big one. We got Canadian brand teaming up with quote unquote Chinese brand.
All right. Tell us what we need to know about this.
It's really cool. It allows any Shopify vendor to run a TikTok ad directly from Shopify. So it's a really easy integration. If you're a shop owner, you don't need a programmer to input, say, a pixel from TikTok, so you can retarget users that have been on your website. But what's really cool and scary about it at the same time is that there's all these templates. So you can watch them online. We can put a link in the show notes to an example. But you can essentially just choose a product from your catalog and choose a template, and it's going to make a really TikTok-friendly video of it for your ad. So it makes sense with the environment, and it doesn't surprise, let's say, your users, because it speaks their language within the platform.
So it's creating content that fits perfectly natively within the platform, but it's also easy for these stores to use.
Exactly.
So it's like the holy grail of advertising for small to medium businesses.
It's really smart because TikTok can be a very hard to grasp kind of environment in terms of language, especially for an older generation or for someone who's been in business for a while and it's new to digital. So in this way, they're kind of forcing businesses to use the TikTok language so they give them more chances to succeed.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit concerned that it's going to just become a lot of ads on TikTok.
Well, that's the balance, right? Because TikTok's already moving into that space where they're trying to find different ways to monetize it.
Mm-hmm. And they also have incentives. So they're giving the new merchants $300 worth of ads to start with, which is not minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they rolled it out in conjunction with a hashtag Shop Black campaign, which aims to shine a spotlight on shop owners who are Black. So it has a good cause behind it at the same time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So trying to kill two birds with one stone, promoting Black small businesses, but also just monetize the platform.
Yeah, and empowering everyone to use the platform. Let's use the word empowering here, shall we?
Yes, let's use the word empower. Empower businesses in a particularly tough year.
Yes. So far it's rolled out for the US only, but it's going to come out everywhere else shortly. And they're also trying other features related to e-commerce, like there's a shop button that they're working on. And it's still unclear how payment will be done, but they're working on an integration so you can shop without leaving the platform.
Ooh, TikTok wallet?
Or maybe they partner with someone? I don't know.
Interesting. Anything else?
I think we've covered everything, have we?
I think it's pretty good. All right. Thanks to Cloudraker for providing some support for this podcast. And we should state once again that these opinions are our own. So yell at us. Don't yell at them. It's our fault. Anything that we say that was stupid or incoherent, that is all on us. Mostly me, not Gisella. Any other words, Gisella?
Leave us 1-star review or 5-star review.
Just
whatever
review
you think. Just leave reviews. Let us know what you think.
Be honest. That's it. That's all we got.
Okay, bye.
See you next week.